Superior Police Sergeant of Investigation Rick Hughes says that sexual assault cases in Superior are commonly reported by college-age women. He says those cases are among the most difficult to prove.
We get one story from the victim that it went to this point, and I told the person no or to stop. And then when you go talk to the suspect, it's like, no, it was consensual. And so she did say no, I stopped, and you know, things like that. So you got these, what they typically call the he said, she said.
Making things even more difficult is the University of Wisconsin system-wide practice called anonymous reporting. Although it is not a written policy, UW planning analyst April Goodwin says it is implicit on each campus. UW Superior Investigating Officer Tammy Fanning says students who anonymously report know that their case won't be prosecuted.
They are encouraged to report all details, their name, the name of the alleged perpetrator as well. However, if that victim is not comfortable with that, they are encouraged to report anonymously if they feel they need to.
Chrissy Patterson is the assistant director at UW Superior Campus Recreation. She is also a sexual assault survivor. Patterson was assaulted at age 17. She says anonymous reporting is a way to report without worrying about repercussions.
Sometimes being a victim is embarrassing. It may be somebody that you know. It may be a family member. It may just emotionally take too much out of you. You put yourself aside and you say, I don't want my family to suffer because of this. Again, the shame, the embarrassment, or whatever overtakes you.
As a microcosm, UW Superior campus safety records show that since 2004, 8 out of 10 sexual assaults were reported anonymously. None of those cases have been prosecuted. Douglas County District Attorney Dan Blank says anonymous reports don't give his office enough information.
Without a complainant and the basic information that would lead law enforcement to believe there was a crime committed, it would probably not ever get to the district attorney's office. For law enforcement and criminal prosecution purposes, an anonymous report won't get anyone anywhere.
Blank says law enforcement should consider taking an anonymous report and then, after a period, if the victim is ready to come forward, encourage the person to file an on-the-record complaint. The National Center for Higher Education Risk Management studied sexual assault reports at universities across the country, including 3 UW campuses. President Brett Sokola says without anonymous reporting, victims wouldn't come forward.
So the question is, are you better off with it than you would be without it? Sure. Is it ideal? Probably not.
As it is, Sokola says the conviction rate of campus sexual assaults in the United States is less than 1%. Meanwhile, District Attorney Dan Blank says gathering evidence immediately after the sexual assault should be standard operating procedure, including the victim getting evaluated at a hospital. UW System will hold a sexual assault prevention workshop in October. It'll include campus police as well as counselors and prevention officers. Laura Podgornik, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Superior.